Advisor's 30-Second Market Update for the week of May 30th, 2022. Let's talk about new home sales. New home sales, which measures signed contracts on new homes, decreased in April. The report came in at an annual rate of 591,000 units, according to the U.S. Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. This is 16.6% below the March rate of 709,000 units, and is 26.9% below the April 2021 estimate of 809,000 units. Year-over-year new home sales are down 27%. So why such a big decline? Well, it can definitely be said that higher rates and home prices are having an impact, but a lot of the decline has to do with uncertainty as well. Normally, it takes 6 months to build a new home, but today it's taking much longer. There's a lot of uncertainty about completion times. People normally do not make moving plans years in advance. With rates moving higher and fears of a recession looming, many will not feel comfortable purchasing a new home that is not completed and does not have a finish date set in stone. There was a slight increase in inventory as well. Inventory of new homes on the market increased by 8.3% to 440,000 new homes for sale, while the median new home price increased by 3.6% from $450,600 to $570,300. While it doesn't seem like home inventory is coming back, when you look slightly deeper, at the end of April, only 38,000, or 6% of homes, were actually completed. The rest were either not started or are currently under construction. As seen, the tight inventory picture isn't getting better, but tight inventories in the current market dynamics are supportive of home pricing. Contact your advisor's mortgage loan officer today to discuss the current market in more detail and to learn what you qualify for. We're happy to help. Call us at 855-LOANS-USA or visit us at advisorsmortgage.com.